Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer on life's storms together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer When Storms Roll In, written by Heidi Vey, read by Leah Gerard. The Lord is God, and He has given us light, illuminating us with His grace, freedom, and joy. Psalm 118:27. I often hear the word roller coaster when people talk about the state of their lives. In Bible study last week, we discussed how our lives are full of ups and downs, hills and valleys. One day, things might be going super well, and your lifeboat is drifting softly. Then something happens, and boom, things are jolted. Expectations are crushed, and we're left feeling anxious, afraid, or depressed. We remember the good times fondly and wonder how we can return to the good feelings or the calm circumstances. And this is challenging. In John 16:33, we hear the beautiful words of Jesus, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." We can't expect everything to always be good, but what does Jesus tell us about living abundantly when the storms roll in and things seem out of control? Let's back up and discover what things Jesus refers to. Earlier in John 15 and 16, Jesus explains the time he will be taken to the Father, a time when he will leave us with our helper, advocate, comforter, counselor, and strength, the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us that we live in a fallen world where storms will come, but we're not alone. We don't need to muster up the strength or energy to go through a difficult season in our own power. We have a place to go with our suffering. We can hold out our pain and disappointments and sorrows to God and know that He cares deeply about every detail of our storms. Cast all your anxieties on Him, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Next time you navigate a storm, sit with the Lord with open hands, palms up, and heart quiet. Allow his peace to penetrate your heart and give you the strength you need, the wisdom you need, and the peace you need to continue walking the complex paths of life. This doesn't mean that our trials will disappear, but it does mean that God will help us through them. The more time we spend with the Lord, on good days and bad, our hearts become strengthened with the truth of who God is, so that when the storms come, we're tethered to an anchor of strength that gives us the ability to withstand the winds. The power of the wind may sting, it may hit us in the head with flying objects, but we'll be anchored, secure, and safe in the arms of Jesus. When we cling to God and his promises, we can rest assured that he can take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it for good. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you with open hands and open hearts. We lay our struggles, disappointments, discouragements, fears, and losses at your feet. They're heavy to carry, and we give them to you. We trust that you're a good Father who loves us exceedingly more than we could ever imagine. Your love for us is vast, high, wide, and deep. We trust that your character is good. We know you have good plans for us and can bring good out of any challenging circumstance. Today, specifically, I lift up this burden on my heart. Take it from me. Release me from its grip and teach my heart to trust you fully. I long to trust you with my actions, to trust you with the outcome, and to trust you in the pain and confusion that it's causing. I need your peace today, Jesus. I need to feel your presence and take a breath of deep relief, knowing that you'll care for me. I understand that things may continue to be difficult, but I trust that you will give me the supernatural strength to endure as long as I stay connected to you. Surround my heart with knowledge and truth and reveal things that need to be dragged into the light, even if it's something that I need to face or change about myself. I'm willing to fully commit to obeying and relying on you only to get me through this storm. I long to have people in my life who can speak the truth about my situation and give me humility, help me do what I can to make things better. Thank you, Jesus, for being my rock, my redeemer, and the only thing I need to endure storms. Praise you, Lord, for your good and perfect heart. Fill me with your overflowing peace today, just as you filled Paul with your peace as he sat in prison. I know I can do everything through you who strengthens me. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.